Blog Talk Radio. Today is Monday, January 18th, 2016, and this is Foxology Today. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's also a national holiday, the day we celebrate the birth, life, and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King. Gosh, where would we be if it had not been for his fearless efforts? You know, I was watching the documentary last night about him, and in an interview, a reporter asked him, you know, of course, with all that he was doing, aren't you afraid? And I'm paraphrasing his answer, not this part, because he said no. But then he said, the cause is too important to be afraid. And that answer, I'll tell you, really choked me up, because it was his courage along with so many others who were ready to die for what they knew was right. And it was just moving. And, you know, it made me think, where would we be if it had not been for them? And God knows, where would we be if he had been around another few decades? What a profound thought. He was an incredible man, for sure, who was able to move and inspire people into action and get the results. I tell you, we're living it out. How grateful we are as we celebrate his impact today. Amen. Well, today we'll be talking about courage, breaking past our own fears that can and do hold us back from our own breakthroughs. Yes, fear can do that. It can block your goals and personal victories. And we want to go into 2016 without hesitation, intimidation, or fear, and get all that's good and wonderful that's in store for us. Well, I have an expert on board today who is going to help me and all of us understand the fear that grips us and how we can overcome it. She's Dr. Jenny Love, expert holism psychotherapist and master life coach. She's also an author, teacher, and advocate with a master's degree in mental health counseling and doctorate in transpersonal counseling. She's a pioneer in internet-based counseling and therapy, e-therapy it's referred to, offering her professional guidance to help people around the world improve their lives. Boy, what a wonderful mission to be on. Welcome, Dr. Jenny, and thanks for being my special guest today.
Hello, Silver Ray. It is my pleasure. Always lovely to be with you.
How's everything going this new year for you?
I tell you, if it gets any better, and it's going to, because we're just getting started. So it's really been, 2015 put a lot of us through it, and I just ever faithful that 2016 is bringing wonderful things to all of us. We can make it happen.
I certainly wish you all the best and want to thank you just out of the gates for being such a wonderful friend and supporter of the things that I do. I really appreciate you so much. And again, I thank you for being my guest. And I just felt there was no one more appropriate to talk about this particular topic than you.
I know, I've been through it, girl.
Yeah, that and that and
I
know you know your stuff. That's
absolutely
for sure.
Well, I think that's where we come to really know our stuff, is not just from a textbook and not just from, you know, what I'll call professional experience, but actually doing the work and walking through it ourselves, living it. We can all talk it, but it takes a real warrior to walk it. So here we are.
That's for sure. That's for sure. Well, today's topic is fear keeping you from reaching your goals. Shake it off. Well, I may have made it sound easy, but that's okay. We're going to really pick it apart so that people do know how to come face to face with their fears and move through this year with the plans and goals that they have set. But what I want to ask you first, Dr. Jenny, I know that probably one of your top interventions is dealing with people who have fears of some sort. Let's start out with that. Is that true or false?
Well, the thing is that everything is rooted in one of two places when you get down to the very nitty-gritty, what I call the root of it, and it's either fear or love. And so anything that is not of the, you know, of love is, you know, ultimately based in fear. Everything. It's really that simple. And once we begin to break that down and understand that, it makes it a lot easier for us to begin to approach it in a way where we can not just resolve it, but dissolve it.
What are some of the things that people come with you to you with categorically that are common things that we all may understand as far as fears?
People are, you have a lot of folks that come in at certain times of their lives. I think people are afraid of their own mortality when they realize, what am I doing with my life? Not fulfilling and understanding or going through their life and not fulfilling their purpose or even having fully known what it is. People are fearful of, the simple and the everyday things that we all go through. They're universal. All these things really are universal in the human experience. We're afraid for our children. We're afraid of losing our job, or am I performing at my job, or am I going to get a better job? Everything's relationship-based, too, whether it's our relationship with our significant other, our partner, or our children, or ourselves. So, it really encompasses everything.
Let me ask this. Is there a such thing as a healthy type of fear for the things that you're talking about? Because you're right. Everyday life happens, and we have concerns, and, nobody wants to lose their job or find that, there's something that happens that changes life for them practically overnight, like some of the strange weather patterns that within seconds you no longer have a home, if you live in an area that's prone to that kind of thing. But tell us, what are some of the healthy approaches when we're talking about fear? Because certainly there's that whole area of phobia that is an unhealthy place to live out every day.
Right. The thing is with these fears, to say healthy fears, there's healthy stress. We get out of balance when we see things all one way or the other. We of course, I don't know, we would call it it is a level of fear. I think a level of awareness where I know that I need to generate income, unless I was one of the people that hit the recent mega lottery. I know that I have to create an income, and so that's a healthy, I need to keep a roof over my head. I need to feed myself. I need to do those things. So there are certain things, stresses, even, being aware of the fact that, putting stress, if you think of it even on a biological framework, it helps us make more sense from the psychological framework, because our muscles and our bones need stress. That's why weightlifting is so great, right? So when we look at it that way, instead of the stress that we're associated with and the fear we're associated with verbally, and cognitively, I think it can really help us understand the healthy aspects of it. So when we have things to overcome and that courage comes up and we're doing self-care and, it encourages us to do that self-care, that's where the healthy part of it comes out, by making the right choices and getting the opportunity to make the right choices. Does that make sense?
Yes, of course it does.
Yeah.
And along with that, of course, our own self-preservation and self-protection.
Absolutely.
In ways too that certainly makes sense, that not taking so many risks, for instance, of being in the wrong place, or we certainly know that exposure to certain situations are putting us at a higher level of risk.
I think a lot of the things we see as fear would really be common sense, So having it instills that common sense in us, and that yes, I do need to wake up in the morning, and I do need to nurture my body, and I do need to take a moment to meditate, to pray, to start my day off right. And when we have enough days where we don't do that and it causes some effects that we don't like, then you could call that a fear. But really it's a common sense I need to do this right, or things aren't going to go so well. I need to do this the right way. So
actually we have a built-in tool that is really meant to help us more than it is to
Absolutely.
Hurt us.
Absolutely. Okay. When it hurts us is when it gets out of balance. Because to say that, we're going to have no fear, if you're breathing, you're going to have fears. It's knowing how to balance them, how to handle them. And really for me, as a holism psychotherapist, it's about finding the root of it. What is this here to teach me? What's it trying to say to me? And that's a process that we go through to, because here's the thing, and it sounds so odd when you say it. And the first time that I realized the concept, I wasn't real excited about it because I thought, what? That's not just not sounding something I want to do. But making friends, give me a minute here, making friends with your fears, because it's a losing battle to not listen and learn from what your fears are trying to tell you. And it just digs you in deeper and deeper into a place you don't want to go. You want to rise above it. And you need to outsmart your enemy. And if our enemy is a false thought in our mind, or a false fear, or catastrophizing, and, you know, making things, these big, huge monsters, then we need to take responsibility for making friends with that and saying, what are you here to teach me? What are you here to tell me? Where are you coming from? That is what leads us to the path of being fully in our courage, fully in our bravery, because it takes courage and bravery to do that. That's not something that wimps do, you know. That takes courage.
Yes.
Because you
have to
go in and you have to see some things, right?
Yes, that leads me right into my next question. We have real fears and we have imagined. Let's talk about our goals, plans, ideas that people may have been resolute about for January going into 2016.
Right.
And, you know, I don't know if there's a real statistic, but, you know, there's lots of jokes and comments that revolve around the fact that most people by January 2nd aren't doing anything towards whatever they
said. Yeah, that's a real thing.
That they were going to do. And, you know, for most of us, I'm sure that they are practical plans, practical goals, nothing that's really too lofty to achieve or attain. But I believe there are probably some things that really do hinder us because of our fear. And, you know, we tell ourselves things that, you know, well, it probably didn't work, or it wouldn't work, or it doesn't really matter, or I don't really care, or, you know, something like that. I don't know if it's for the fact that we just want to make it okay, in a sense, or is that fear element blocking our view of what the potential for us achieving whatever it is we wanted?
Well, first of all, let me say that statistically, you hear anywhere from 85 to 90% of New Year resolutions go kaput. And so I don't do the New Year resolution thing. I believe in creating lasting change. We can begin that at any time. I think another danger of New Year's resolutions, and I said dangers, is that we think, well, I got to wait till next year. No, every day you wake up is an opportunity for a new beginning. So you can start that today. You can start that at any time. But, you know, we have to look at resistance. Resistance is huge. And where is that resistance coming from? Because when we talk about self-sabotage is actually, we could call it a symptom of resistance. And that resistance goes back to, you know, us getting in our own way. That's what self-sabotage is, beating ourselves up. And it's a process that we have to look within ourselves and really go, you know, in there and stir stuff up so that we can see what comes up, so that we know what we need to work on. Being silent, being mindful, mindfulness, being in the moment, because if we're in the past, we have no business in the past. If we're in the future, we want to have goals, we want to have things that we're calling in, manifesting, but we have to be in this present moment because we're always in the now. And that's what mindfulness is. And that is what brings a balance, okay? And so in this moment, when I have these thoughts that, you know, catastrophizing thoughts, you know, like thoughts that are just, we don't want to think, I have to start challenging those thoughts. Where's the evidence? And a wonderful woman to help people do this, her book is Byron Katie. She has the four questions, and it challenges our thoughts. You know, what is the evidence that this is true, and what is the evidence that, you know, my thought? Because the great thing about understanding that thoughts come from our feelings. Our feelings and thoughts are associated, right? So if I create a thought, if it's a thought that is not serving me. I can change that thought. Just as I created that thought or I allowed that thought to come into my mind and to stay into my mind and float around in there, just as I had the power to do that, change it. And when I change it, if I have the opposite thought of what I'm having right now, if it's not productive for me, then think of the power that I have in that. I can change my entire life when I rewrite my story, when I rewrite my beliefs. And we're creatures of habit. So when we do that, it is not especially easy. But if you have the discipline, it's a key word, discipline to consistently, when those thoughts come, to say, no, we're going to do something called thought stopping. And we're going to stop that thought and we're going to replace it with what we want. You know, God tells us to call in what we want.
Yes. Well, you know, you said something really profound I want to ask about, Dr. Jenny.
Mm-hmm.
You said that one of the questions from that author is, where is the evidence that this is true? Let me ask this, because if we flip the script on what it is we're thinking about that fear, could a hesitancy be because if we were to use that question about what our goal is or what our plan is or what we want to see happen in our lives, where is the evidence that this is true? Maybe are we not imaginative enough, prayerful enough, action-oriented
right.
enough to see that there is a truth on the other side of that goal?
Absolutely. I think that what we're talking about here is our self-worth. So often, I can even tell you on a personal level, as I have written certain things, writing, a couple of books that I'm working on right now, I've gone through periods where I have found resistance. And I'm like, where is this resistance coming from? And, you know, all the degrees that I have, the fact that I've done what I do for decades, still there was some remnants from thoughts from, years ago that, do I have the credentials? Do I have the ability? Are you kidding? How much more could I have? I have 6 degrees. I do all that I do. I love my work. But we're all human. And that humility factor is a wonderful thing for us to have. But we need to understand the difference between having humility and knowing our self-worth and what self-love truly means. And I'm telling you that it's all interrelated. The fear and love vibrationally cannot live in the same place at the same time. So if you're in a place, and if you're in a realm, as I call it, of love, of self-love, of love, period, then those fears cannot, because fears are lies, is what they are. When we're out of talking about like the common sense type fear and stress, fears are lies that we're telling ourselves. We're literally praying for what we don't want. We're literally using the affirmations for what we do not want. So if I sit and I think a certain fear and it's through my mind 30, sometimes 100 times a day, I'm literally meditating, praying, and affirming what I do not want. That goes against universal law. It goes against biblical law. Any sacred text, it's insanity. And so we have to be vigilant. And this is individually each of our responsibilities to the world and to ourselves, of course, to understand that. And I love that this is so poignant for me that today is Dr. Martin Luther Jr. King Day, because for me, he's one of my greatest teachers and has been for years. And I had an opportunity to go to the King Center a few years ago, and it was just a life-altering experience for me to be there. And I've actually worked and spoken some with the King Center itself and with some of the activism work that I've done and such. But Dr. King talks so much about that fear is too high. Hatred is what he says, but it's fear. It's too high of a price to pay. That love is what changes the world. And I'm Dr. Love, and I obviously completely believe that. And he is one of my greatest teachers.
That was just beautifully stated, Dr. Jenny. So I hear you saying, again, something that is so profound, and I'm glad you broke it down so well. Our perception of whatever it is equivalent to praying that thing into being. And I am such an advocate of thought transformation.
Mm-hmm.
So it emphasizes what you just said, emphasizes so much the fact that if we really do train ourselves to have the thought for what we want, that works too. That will work
right.
for us. It'll benefit us. It will help us manifest it. It will also bring into our experience things that actually complement what
right.
it is we're wanting. It's just that powerful. That was wonderful the way you broke that down. Now, I do have one important question before we start our wrap. We have about minutes left on the show, but here's what I want to approach, because again, that fear factor is there in every life for whatever reason, whatever it is we're doing. And you know, some people are just much more astute in overcoming them and aware self with the levels of self-awareness and all of that that helps to get to the other side of it. I want you to talk for a few minutes, Dr. Jenny, about our own personal approach. You've said some really wonderful things, but let's give a couple of key things that you think will help. And also, because of it being such a dominant trait in human beings, tell us when, you know, where is that line where it says, no, you gotta look for some professional help with that at this point?
Well, what we call, I'm going to handle that first, what we call ruminating thoughts, where, you know, you're waking up and this thought is consuming you and you're going into depression. It's preventing you from living your life in a healthy way. But before you get to that place, I think that it's wonderful to seek help with a professional when we want to just simply better our lives. All too often we wait, just like with a medical doctor, we wait until we've gotten to a point where we're almost collapsed before we go in. So let's do some preventative care and let's do some nurturing of ourselves and, you know, let's be proactive. As far as a personal approach, each one is individual. What I would suggest, and it seems a little off of the path, but it's really not, because when we break all of this down, because a lot of, you know, I could sit here, but you can Google it. You can go on and you can Google, you know, 10 ways to move past fears, and they'll give you things that they work for a minute, okay, but they're very superficial, and they only last, they're temporal. What I'm about is, you know, long-term eternal growth. And in that, we need to learn, when it comes to fear, most likely there's some control issues around it. We have this false sense that we have control over more than what we really do. And when life shows us that we don't have control, we begin to become fearful, okay? It can be in our life or someone else's. That's why so often when someone will have a tragedy and friends may back away from them, it's not that they don't love them or they don't know what to do in a lot of instances, but they're scared because if this situation could happen to them, their friend, it could happen to them. And people don't want to think about their own mortality. They don't want to think about that. Not even this extremist mortality, just the fact that, you know, bad things can happen, and they do happen to good people all the time. As I said before, you know, learning to be in the flow, I was speaking of before, was learning to be in the flow. And, you know, there's this state of surrender, which we really don't have time to go into. And when we think surrender, I'm a warrior, I'm a fighter. But warriors know when to rest. And warriors know when to reflect. They know when it's time to sit back, renew, recharge, reevaluate, and go back in. And so we need to learn those things. We already talked about getting out of the past, staying out of the future, being mindful for today. But, you know, something that's so important that I want people to know is that even when you're going through a period where you have these fears, whatever the degree these fears are, we can be joyful. We don't have to have all this pressure and feel it's such a battle and be so hard on ourselves. We can allow ourselves to have peace, be joyful while we're doing the work. And as far as our goals go, just make sure they're authentic. Because if you're going up and you're having these fears and they're very, you know, they're severe fears, ask yourself, the goals that I've set for myself, are they authentic? And you'll know that, you can say, by your discernment, by your intuition, by your gut instinct. You're going to know where to go in and maybe readjust some of them and maybe give yourself a bit of a break, because there's so many things that we want to achieve and there's so many things that, you know, are in alignment with our purpose. But we also do push ourselves very often. A lot of us, especially women, push ourselves far too hard, far too fast. So be kind and gentle with yourself. You can do that with balance while being a warrior. And actually the most empowered women in the world, on the planet, they know that secret. They know when to rest. They know when to turn the phone off and the internet off and to recharge themselves.
Yes.
They know how to do this review.
Well, you have offered some of the best information and advice that I know that anybody who hears the things you have said today are going to be inspired, motivated, and helped. I appreciate you so much, Dr. Jenny, for taking the time to share all that you have with us. Before we
My
go,
pleasure.
Before we go, I'd like for you to go ahead and tell people just a real brief on how you are able to help people by reaching out via the e-therapy and how they can get hold of you.
Well, you can go to my website, which is Jenny Love. It's GINNIELOVE.com. You can find me at Twitter at Jenny Love. You can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/DR, short for doctor, Jenny, GINNIE, Love. And, I work with people. I do take a select clientele. I work with people who are ready to do their work. And I would love for people to visit my website to see how I work. You can also find my writings. I've been guest columnist on, you know, various national magazines. I'm an expert contributor at Huffington Post, and I'm just a little bit everywhere. So, and this new year has a lot of opportunities coming up. So, I appreciate you, Silvery. I want to say that before we go. I appreciate everything that you do. I appreciate your spirit, and you are just so genuine that, and have such a beautiful heart. I thank you for being you.
Oh, and I appreciate you even more. Thank you so much for saying that. And I want to thank you, audience, for joining me today. Please tell your friends about Foxology. Today, I am most Mondays going to be offering you up a show at 12 noon. And I say that because some days, some Mondays, it may be another wonderful show, but it might be what I call a treat repeat. But nonetheless, I'm going to be offering you some shows that offer inspiration, motivation, empowerment in one way or another, something that's going to give you insight maybe on some of the more relevant topics of the day. So I would love it if you would tell your Facebook friends and your social media about my show. And again, thanks for joining me. I want you to do all that you can to reach your goals, and I hope you will do it fearlessly and courageously. Go out and make this day matter. I'm going to look forward to talking to you again next time.